In the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will establish them in salvation. I will be made manifest therein. Din anastisomen degi Kyrios, thysomen sotirio parousiasomen afto. We chant in the cycle of the octoikos for first tone. Now will I arise, says the Lord. I will establish. He establishes us in salvation through his resurrection, and he manifests himself within us. And just hours away now from the actual service of the Matins and Liturgy of the Resurrection, we already have the Vesper service of the Resurrection. It's a Vesperal liturgy. And today we heard, when thou hast fallen asleep, O Lord, when thou didst descend unto death, O life immortal, then didst thou slay Hades with the lightning of thy divinity. The significance is immense. It has to do with us. For our Lord, when he descends into Hades, descends into our own hearts. This is not just some type of imagery, but this is some type of reality. This is a reality. And the image is also used with the stone. Who will roll away for us the stone from the sepulcher was asked among the faithful disciples of our Lord. And who shall roll away the stone from the sepulcher of our hearts? Who will bring life to our dead hearts? Our Lord Jesus Christ, for man was once dead in sin, and he is made alive in Christ again. These things, my beloved, are very significant, very important for us to understand. Every year, we go through the same cycle of services, and we come to the same Pascha. And hopefully, if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, certain things will jump out at us. Certain things will stick out. Certain things will make more sense to us as the years progress. And this is our Lord speaking to us. Oftentimes we make reference to our Lord speaking to us. He truly speaks to us. And he has sent his angels to be able to convey the messages to us. This is a reality. Today, this is the blessed Sabbath, wherein the Lord rested. And now, celebrating this Sabbath, the rest of the Lord, we need to come to rest, as Bishop Maximus mentioned last night, spiritual rest. But on this day, we hear a specific cherubic hymn, which is chanted only once a year. Sigisato pasa sarx. Let all mortal flesh keep silence on this day. There's great anticipation. There was great anticipation of those in Hades waiting for the Redeemer. And every Christian has great anticipation in the hope of the resurrection. Who shall roll away from us the stone from the sepulcher? Only God. The stone is too heavy. It's impossible to remove. And man is inclined to evil from his very youth. We read in the very first book of the Bible, of the Old Testament. He has certain proclivities, unfortunately. And for this reason, our faith is the faith of repentance. For this reason, our Lord comes to save and to heal that which was broken. Not an excuse for us to continue in sin. But we are supposed to be struggling against sin. The more we struggle, the more we call upon the Lord, the greater will be his visitation to us, the deeper our prayers, the deeper his response to us. And to be exact, in the Trubic hymn, we chant, let all mortal flesh keep silence and stand with fear and trembling and take no thought for any earthly thing. For the King of kings and Lord of lords cometh to be slain, to be slaughtered, and given as food for the faithful. Before him go the choirs of the angels with all sovereignty and power, the many-eyed cherubim and the six-winged seraphim covering their faces and crying out to him, Alleluia. And I mention this because at every divine liturgy, the angels stand and trembling. Many times we talk about this, and still it's difficult for us to understand. It's difficult for us to comprehend this reality. And we get distracted with so many different things. But when we are in church, in the Divine Liturgy, we stand with awe. What is the true Bikkim? The true Bikkim prepares us for the anaphora. Usually we chant, we who mystically portray the cherubim and chant the thrice holy hymn to the life-creating chindi, now lay aside all earthly care. And then we have the great entrance with the gifts. And the hymn continues when the gifts are presented on the holy table, presented before the Lord, that we may receive the King of all, escorted invisibly by the angelic orders. Today we chant the true Bikkim, let all mortal flesh keep silence. We don't chant this simply for entertainment. It's being chanted and we're supposed to listen to what we're chanting. I'm going to say it one more time so that we can prepare ourselves for the reception of the Holy Spirit, which takes place at every liturgy. Let all mortal flesh keep silence and stand with fear and trembling and take no thought for any earthly thing. Because if we don't, we're not going to understand these things that we're talking about. We're not going to be able to even scratch the surface of the spiritual things. And this does not take place only in church. We have to have the preparation at home, at work, at school, wherever we are. Let all mortal flesh keep silence and stand with fear and trembling and take no thought for any earthly thing, for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords cometh to be slaughtered and given as food for the faithful. Before him go the choirs of the angels with all sovereignty and power, the many-eyed cherubim, that is the order of angels, and the six-winged seraphim, the orders of angels which are closest to the throne of God, covering their faces because of awe. Covering their faces and crying out the hymn, Alleluia. Every time we get distracted, we should remind ourselves of these things. The angels are trembling and covering their faces in fear, and they're trying to figure out why man has been given this blessing. Why does man have this opportunity to be able to come so close to the King of Glory? And how does man respond to this great gift which God has given to us? Are we ungrateful or are we grateful? If we understand the mystery, we will do everything possible to show our gratitude to our Savior. Now we show ourselves to be Christians. As the Divine Liturgy continues, you know that we continue to pray. Let us stand well. Let us stand with fear. Let us attend. That means let us pay attention so that we may offer the holy oblation in peace. And then we continue with the anaphora. The blessings which are conveyed from the hierarch or from the priest are powerful. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's a nefhi, a blessing. And if you're receptive to the blessing, it will be with you. The grace of the All-Holy Trinity. Then the priest says, let us lift up our hearts. And the choir is responding. Actually, that's not a prayer. That's a conversation going on between the clergyman and the choir, the people of God. Be with you is not a prayer. Let us lift up our hearts is not simply a prayer. But it's a spiritual conversation signifying the unity of the church. Let us give thanks unto the Lord. And then we all give thanks unto the Lord. Meet and right it is to praise, to worship, to bless Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Lord. And while we are giving thanks to the Lord and while the choir is chanting, secret prayers are taking place inside the sanctuary. And when we make reference to the Epinikion Hymnon, the triumphal hymn, shouting, crying, and saying, it's part of one long prayer. That part is taken out of the long prayer, and it's referring to the angels who are crying out, and chanting in unison with the chanters. If only all of our chanters could understand that, in all the parishes and all the monasteries, that they're supposed to be chanting in unison with the angels, and the faithful, and the monastics, and the clergy who are in the sanctuary, who should be standing with greater fear and awe. And then we hear the fearful and awesome words of our Lord, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you, this is my blood." These words, at that time, the priest is simply an instrument proclaiming the words of Christ, but it is Christ himself who pronounces these words to us. For Christ is really the one who is the celebrant. And then we say, "Thine own of thine own." Those things which are God's, we offered him. For what can we render unto the Lord for all that he hath rendered unto us? What can we offer to God, since he's the one that provided everything for us? He created us and created all things good for us. So the bread and the wine which we offer him, he offers right back to us, his body and blood. What shall I render unto the Lord for all that he hath rendered unto me? I will take the cup of salvation, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. So on this day, at least, now, let us stand in unison with the angels and with the Church of Jesus Christ. Because if we do these things, we will discover the reality of these things. We will understand that all these things are true. We will, as we've been saying now for the past week, remove certain veils and obstacles from our heart so that we can perceive. We will have the eyes to see and the ears to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, if we want to live in the delusion of the worldly life, there will come a day when we will be sorely disappointed, because there will be an end. There will be an end to these things which we consider joys, and this is a reality. This is why our faith is also the faith of reality. The faith which tries to awaken us out of the slumber. Awake, arise, O thou sleeper. Awake, O thou sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee, is what the Holy Apostle tells us. So let us all, my beloved, awake. Let us not remain dead, for Christ came to save us. By his death we are given life. Though thou didst descend into the grave, O immortal one, yet didst thou arise. He descends into our hearts if we only ask him, and if we only do those things which we need to do, and we are risen with him. And who shall roll away from us the stone from the sepulcher, if not our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ? Every man has to remove the stone and accept our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is so willing to give himself to us freely. And the Holy Spirit descends, and like torrents of waters, comes upon us and refreshes us. May our Lord deem us worthy to rise together with him, to be victors over sin. Do thou make war, O Lord, within us, and do thou be victorious, O Lord, where there is no one else that can help us. Unto thee is all glory, majesty, and honor and worship unto the ages of ages. Amen.